Zeroyim, or you can't use your Macharish, you can't use your plow. So Mara asks the question, Zeroyim, like what do you have to tell me you can't plant your vegetables there within the Gimel Tfachim of your neighbor's wall? Typically, Mishum Macharisha, like listen, before you start to plant it, you first have to plow. And we said, you're not allowed to plow the field within Gimel Tfachim. So Pshita, you can't plant the Zeroyim. And the Gemara Bema Perlis Yad, no, it's somebody who wants to plant it seated with his hands. So even in a case where he does not have to make a harisha, he does not have to plow out the field, still, he's not allowed to throw the seeds there, because the zeroyim that will grow up, we'll soon see, will ruin the ground there and may make the wall fall down. Now, Macharisha, you're telling me now you can't plow the field within Gimel Tfachim from your neighbor's wall. Like, what are you being harish for? What are you plowing for? Mustam to plant? So since you're not allowed to plant, so what's your purpose of making harisha? Tumor says, no, the Chiddush here is Becherish Lilonis. You have trees there a long time already. And now you still want to plow around the trees. So that's the Chiddush within the three tfachim of your neighbor's wall. You're not allowed to use your Harisha. For the Gemara, though, typically Mishumaya. But listen, there's water involved. If you have your Zeroyim there, you're going to have to water them. And by watering the Zeroyim, the water, the wetness will go next to your neighbor's wall and ruin the wall. Tumor says, Ton of Eretz Yisroel Koyi. We're talking about here in Eretz Yisroel. The pasuk says about Eretz Yisrael, "Lemetar hashemayim tishtemayim," that you'll have enough from rainwater. So it's talking about you do not have to irrigate it, like to throw extra water there. It's only the regular rainwater that you use. Therefore, that would not ruin the kaisel. Now the Gemara tells me, "Lemeim, what do you want to tell me?" So, "Tizroyim lichtadim komishdarshi." Again, so the Gemara says, "Lemeim, you want to tell me? Tizroyim lichtadim komishdarshi, that roots of the vegetables grow sideways. That's why you're not allowed to grow your vegetables, your zeroyim, next to your friend's wall, because the roots will go sideways and like knock down his wall. For the Gemara, what's now we learn like this, Hamat will prove it, that no, that the roots grow straight down, they don't grow sideways. For your Tanan, we learned, Hamavrech es hagefen boritz, if you have a gefen, that's a vine. Now a vine is very long, now in the middle of it, you stick it into the ground. And you stick it down into the ground, and then even there, the other side of it comes up and keeps on going further. The purpose is that they will start growing up a second time. So that's called Hamavrich Esagefen Boritz. Now, Emein Al Gaba Of Peshlosh Tvachim. Like if you do not stick it down into the ground three tvachim, if there's not ground of three tvachim on top of it, then the locher is Lo Yovi Zero Leho. You're not allowed to plant another seed on top of it, where you put this vine in the ground, because the roots will grow straight down, and it'll go into the vine, and that's an issa. Now, we're talking about here also, it's not called the real kerem yet. You do not have five vines. You only have one. So there's no issa of klaya kerem here. Therefore, it's only a shaila. You can't put the seeds on top of the vine. It should not grow straight into this vine. So therefore, if there would have been three tefachim of ground, it'd be all right. But if there's less than three tefachim of ground, then lo yovi zera leho. But for Tony Allah, we learned on this, but on the sides of this vine, you're allowed to plant seeds on top of it, here and there. In other words, because the roots only grow straight down, they do not grow sideways. So as long as you plant the Zeroyim on the sides of this vine, there won't be a shail of it growing into the vine. So we see clearly that the roots of the Zeroyim grow straight down and not sideways. Torrent says, Omar Rabbi Chogo, Bisham Rabbi Yossi, Mifnei Shamach Liden as Hakarko, Umalin Ofati Chuach. In other words, true, these roots are going to grow straight down, even though it's away from the wall, but when the roots grow straight down, Mach Liden as Hakarko, and the Sada says, Orch Lan's Pshat, it's like a chud, like a weasel that goes into the ground. In other words, it softens the ground there. And Umalin Ofati Chuach, it makes the ground very soft there. So therefore, if you're within three tefachim of the wall, you're going to make the base, like the foundation of that wall, the ground there, very soft, and that will damage the wall. Therefore, you're not allowed to plant your zeroyim within three tefachim of your neighbor's wall. Then the Mishnah says, "V'yes meiraglayim in akosu gimel tefachim," that if you want to store meiraglayim, you have to move away three tefachim from your neighbor's wall. Now, Omar Rabba Bar Bachono, Muter liyodom lahashtin mayim b'tzad koisla shechaveroi, that if you only want to let out water, let's say one time, you're not going to store it there. You only want to let out urinate there. So you're allowed to. Yizmuter liyodom lahashtin mayim b'tzad koisla shechaveroi. You're not being mazik his koisel. Yechsibla, there's a posting in Malachim that says, Vekrati Lachav, Hashem said, I'll wipe out Mishpach of Achav, Mashtin Bekir, there won't even be left over somebody that's Mashtin on the Kir. The Yotz of Yosef Yisrael, nobody will be left over from him. Now, so smashed what? That people were Mashtin Bekir, that's a Derech Bnei Yodam, to let out urine on the wall of the Chaver. Mashmet's not called a Mazik. For the Gemara, Ivo, Nan, Tanan, we learned, not like that, we learned, V'yes Mei Raglayim in HaKurs, Shloisha Tvachim. Says now Mishnah, you have to be Mashtin, three Tvachim, with Mei Raglayim from your friend's wall. So the Hafa Minir is any type of Mei Raglayim, even one time, should be Yosa. Gemara says, no, Hosan B'Shoivchin. Our Mishnah is talking about we have a whole bucket, the whole bowl, full of the Mei Raglayim, that's also to put within three Tvachim of your neighbor's wall. Because so much would damage the wall. But just one time would not damage. This is a Gersa, this is on print, Shafi Gersa, this is not this part of the Gemara, but it says, Toshma Lishmechot Emayim B'Tzad Kesh Shechavayroi. Lem Kehichim Emayim B'Gimot Tvachim, Hosanam B'Shoivchin. Same thing, it only means there a whole bowl full of bad water. Toshma, come and bring another proof. It says, Lo yashtin odom mayim bitzad kosla shechaveroi. A person is not allowed to let out mei raglayim on near his friend's wall. Elim kem hirchik b'menel gimel tfachim. Unless you go back three tfachim. So you see, even one time is also. So Mura said the med of Amurim, when was this said? The kosla veinim. If the wall is made out of bricks, then the mei raglayim ruins the bricks. Avol b'kosla avonim. But if the wall is made out of Avonim stone, then Bichdei Shela Yazik. Then all you have to move back is just in order that it should not do damage. For Kama, how much is that Tefach? Then you only have to move back one Tefach. Not three Tefachim, just one Tefach if it's a stone wall. A wall of Avonim. For Shel Tsunmo, that's a big stone. It's made out of a big stone. Then Muta, then you're allowed to be mashed right next to it. But our Koporim, it says here, by a normal brick wall, you're not allowed to be mashed even one time unless you go away three Tefachim. Sumer says to Yufta the Rabba Bar Bachana to Yufta. So it's a Kash and Rabba Bachana, we do not paskin like him. We paskin tak it's Osir even one time to be mashed in Meraglayim on the side of your wall, on the wall of your friend. Sumer asks the question though, Ivo Rabba Bar Bachana Krokomar, he said over a Posik. Sumer says, Ho Samochi Komar. You know what the Posik means? The Posik means like this. That Afilu Midi, Tedaki Lishdune Bekir, even something that's normal to like urinate on the wall, loisha viknele, still I will not leave it over by the mishpachas of Achav. O maniyu, what is something that's normal for it to let out urine by the wall? Kelev, a cow, a dog. And achlami, not that b'nei yadim do it. B'nei yadim do not do it because you're a masik, you're ruining your friend's wall. It means dogs do it. So even a dog will not be left over from the mishpachas Achav. O marav tubya bakisna mashmuel, rikik, eina mamayit bechaloin, or rikik. That's a wafer, a small cookie-like. It's not my mind. It does not take away the shear of a chloin of a window. Now, what type of window are we talking about over here? Let's say you have a window between two rooms, and there's a mace in one room. Now, the locker is the tumah goes through the window into the next room. But that's only providing that the window is a tefach by a tefach. If the window is big, one tefach by another tefach, then the tumah could go through it. But let's say the window is smaller, the tumah does not go through. Now let's say you have a window that is a tefach by tefach, but now you want to place things there in the window to mamayit, to take away from the opening of a tefach and a tefach. So does these things help to take away the shear that the tumah would not go through? It would remain like a chatzitza, or it does not help? Shmuel says, rikik ain't a mamayit achloin. If you have a rikik, a thin wafer, that is not called a chatzitza. Now, my Yirmar's question, my Yirikik, why are you telling me only a thin wafer? Afilu wafanami, even if it's a thick wafer, a thick cookie also should not be mayit. Like you're going to take it away, something you could eat, so you're not going to leave it there, it should not be called a chatzitza. So Gemara says, loimi boi koma, not only this, but even that. Loimi boi ova, not only is a thick cookie, a thick cake, not mamayit. Kivon the ichtelei loimavatelei. Since you could use it, you could eat it. So you're not going to leave it there. Therefore, it's not called a chatzitza. It's not part of the window. It's still considered the window as a tefach by tefach wide. Avul rekik, but a small wafer. The mimis, if you leave it there on the windowsill, it gets mis. It gets like disgusting from the wetness of the windowsill. It ruins it. So I would think now you're not going to take it to eat it anymore. So maybe then you do plan to leave it there. Maybe then it would become bottled to the window and it'll take away from the size of a tefach. That's the Chiddush know, that even this small wafer, still the person is not Mamayit. Now the Gemara, why? Because it could be used. Now the Gemara asks, but for typically, even on the tzad that you would leave it there, still it should not be a good chatzitza. Tevelei dovishu makabel tumma. V'chol dovishu makabel tumma eina chaitzitz mifnei atumma. That's the klal. If you want to make a chatzitza to divide, make a partition that tumma should not go through, it has to be a partition that it itself is not makabel tumma. But if the mechitzah itself is makabel tumma, sadar abba, it's makabel tumma and the tumma goes straight through it. So we're here, this oichel, this rikik, this wafer, it's an oichel. An oichel is makabel tumma. But since it's makabel tumma, it cannot be a chatzitza even if you would let it stay there. So Gemara answers, the chiddush is, she'nilush b'mei peris. We're talking about that this wafer, the flour of it, never came in contact with water. It was made with eggs, or else with mei peris it was made with. So therefore, it was never hukshe makabel tumma. Therefore, this wafer cannot be makabel tumma. Therefore, if you would leave it there, it would be called a chatzitza. The chiddush is, even though this small wafer becomes mimis there, but still people take it away, people use it. This is Shmuel's chiddush. Now the Gemara is, the Meisvei have a question on you. It says, Alocha kupa meleya tevin. If you have a basket full of straw, full of tevin, v'chov yis meleya gregris, so you have a barrel full of gregris, dried out figs, hamunachim bechalein, that right now it's resting on this window. So again, the question is this called a chatzitza? Does this take away from the shir b'tefach and tefach? Does it stop the tumma from going through? So it depends. Roin, we have to see. Kol shilu yinotlu. If you would take these things out of its basket, out of the barrel, v'yecholim tevin u'gregris lamed b'fnei yatzman, and the straw or the gregris, the dried out dates, would be able to stay by itself,